What's up, everybody? This is BS with CSR. My name is Blake Mitchmore. With me is Shane Shoemaker. What's happening, Shane?
Nothing much, man. What's up with you?
Not a lot. Now, Shane, I know you're a big fantasy football guy. So am I. If you like fantasy football and you love the WWE, you got to check out WrestleRumble.com. It's a chance for you to pick Night of Champions winners with the opportunity to win money. You pick the most winners, you could win upwards of $400 to $500 at WrestleRumble.com. Check it out. Matter of fact, the 10th person that listens to this podcast and tweets me at Blake Mitchmore will win a free entry to WrestleRumble.com for Night of Champions and a chance to win some money. All right, Shane, it's been kind of a light week in the news, but let's hit it. Dixie Carter came out today and said, hey, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere in September. We're on with Destination America through the end of the year. And she told Sports Illustrated that, so it makes me think she's not lying.
Yeah, you know, it definitely it helps her being that she told Sports Illustrated that. You know, you still got to believe. I mean, can you really believe anything that Dixie Carter says now? I mean, no one trusts her in the locker room. No one wants to be there now. It's, you know, it's TNA. I mean, does anyone watch anymore? I mean, does anyone care?
According to the ratings, about 300,000 people a week watch. But let me read you this quote, which I just thought was absolutely stupid. Dixie was quoted as saying, "The biggest challenge for us is building a brand in the U.S. That's where we need to grow. We're contracted to Destination America through the end of the year, and we are in discussions ongoing for 2016. Look, I'm sorry. You've been a company for, what, 12, 13 years, and you're saying that you have trouble creating a brand in the U.S.? Give me a freaking break. You had a brand in the U.S., and you screwed it over."
I can't say any more. You basically said it all. I mean, she's done nothing to help build the brand there. I mean, she screwed everything over. You know, no one likes her in the back. I mean, what could she do?
You know, I have no idea. Was it a WWE brand? No. Was it even on the level of WCW or ECW back in the day? No. But at one point, this company was drawing anywhere from 1 to 2 million people a week. They had a brand. They shouldn't be building their brand in the U.S. They should be making it better.
Absolutely. And the thing is, they had their own identity, you know, and they weren't trying to be WWE light, which is what is basically – killed them now. So again, building the brand is finding your own identity again. So do that, TNA.
Yeah, and fire Dixie Carter. I know you can't fire her. She owns the damn thing, but still. All right, let's move on to something else. Something else stupid. WWE has gone out and hired ZZ already. What the crap?
Well, this just goes to show that, I mean, Tough Enough is an absolute joke. You know, I think we both wrote about it, you know, a while back, what was going on. I gave up on the show. Like, there was like 4 episodes left. ZZ was annoying. I don't know who was voting for him or why they were voting for him. You know, again, I think LeBar touched on this in his radio show, but, you know, are we going to get Skinner back in WWE? Is that where we're going to get the alligator man, you know, spitting his chew out at everybody? I mean, this is going to be a tough guy to get over. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be some kind of lackey or a manager, which I doubtful, but you know, how's this guy going to possibly get over?
Well, first of all, he's only 18. I don't think you're going to see him for at least 3 to 4 years, if you see him ever. Yeah. But he's not the only one they've hired. They hired Amanda, who from week one of Tough Enough, I called her out as nothing more than a reality show whore, and that's what she's turned into, because all they've done is hired her. She's the new Eva Marie. She's the reality show chick that's going to be training to become a wrestler, and she's going to be the one they bitch about that sucks, and they bitch about that can't wrestle, and, you know, that has more fake parts than a, I don't know, a mannequin in the store or something. That was stupid, but.
Well, yeah, she totally looks like she's made out of plastic, basically. I mean, there's nothing real about her. I mean, including her possible in-ring work ability that will try to happen. I mean, she's, again, this all goes back to what Tough Enough is now, and it's not getting anybody over for good. It's going to be some of the other people that might have been on the show earlier in the season. It's not going to be any of those people towards the last.
Well, right, and that's what I don't understand. If you're going to, you know, I think we all knew if we really thought about it, they were going to go out and hire some of these kids and give them a chance at least. But Patrick, who I thought was annoying as all hell, but had a lot of talent. Mana showed a lot of talent, that Chelsea chick had been on WWE TV before and had been training with Lance Storm, but they don't sign – Gigi had a lot of talent, but they don't sign her. They sign the plastic chick, and they sign the 18-year-old who was funny and fat.
Yeah, again, and I know this is kind of the thing that the smarks say now, but, you know, Kevin Dunn was behind this. I'm just saying, you know, he's the guy that likes to, you know – like certain looks. I'm just saying.
I'm so over Kevin Dunn.
I'm sorry to bring it up again. I know everybody hates it, but
all right, let's just move on from ZZ and Tough Enough. Let's talk about Raw real quick. Ryback versus Kevin Owens. This is something that when I heard it was coming, liked it, but that segment Monday night sucked. I don't know what the hell Ryback was thinking with his Elvis dance. Owens was good, but I didn't even like what Owens was doing because I think Ryback sucks so bad.
Yeah, I mean, the past, especially 2 weeks, you know, I remember Ryback wasn't even looking at the camera when he had his promo last week. And then this week when Owens came out, he wasn't even looking at Owens. It looks like the guy is, like, straining to remember his lines when he's out there. And it doesn't come off natural. It doesn't come off real. It just comes off just totally awkward. And you know, Owens, I think, tried his best to help him to kind of get over in that segment, and just nothing was clicking. It was really, really awkward. And then you had Owens bringing the book out, which hardly anybody remember. All I remember is Ryback saying he had this book that changed his life. I mean, why couldn't Owens have said, hey, remember this when you said this, and played a video of that beforehand? It kind of refreshes on that. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Who's the third man? I like that segment. We're going to talk about this again in BS Moments of the Week because I got something I got to say. But as far as the execution of the segment, I thought it was good because – it sets up perfectly because this is not going to be anybody exciting. It's not going to be Baron Corbin. It's not going to be – I'll save the other candidates that have been discussed on the internet. But overall, I like the segment.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually really well done. I mean, I think everybody looked really good in that. You know, the Wyatt family looked good. Even Roman looked good, you know, even for a guy, you know, who, you know, a lot of people bash his promo work. I mean, it was simple but effective. And again, years later, we're still talking about who the third man is. Granted, it's not going to be as big of an impact, and it might be disappointing once we find out who it possibly is. But again, it has mystery, and I think that's why people are kind of involved, because they want to see who this third man is going to be.
Right. Okay. Divas Revolution. There's a few things to talk about with this for Monday. Hey, you know, Team Bad actually got involved, which was I like it. Team Bad's been on the sidelines a lot the last couple of weeks. They need to get more involved. But what the hell is going on with Paige? Paige, listen. Okay, first of all, for people that listen to me, Paige isn't a jobber. But in the last few weeks, Paige has been a jobber. She's only lost, which makes me think it's one of two things is coming. Either Paige is in trouble with the office, or Paige is turning heel soon.
Yeah, I could see either or on that, because, you know, obviously when you see people losing like that, and not only has she been losing, she's been tapping out and being pinned. I don't know if this goes back to that bar incident she had, or immaturity going on, or, you know, hopefully it's for a heel turn. But, you know, this Divas Revolution is so just it's 50-50 booking stuff now. You don't know who's going over. You know, it's they're just putting any of the nine going after each other right now. I mean, you know, of course everybody's hopeful Sasha gets over, which we can hope for, but like you said, good seeing Team Bad get their nod there though.
All right. Not main event, Divas title match. Listen, it was done perfectly. Yes, it was cheesy. Yes, it was twin magic, which we've seen 5,000 times. But the internet went nuts. WWE knew the internet would go nuts. WWE knew that outcome would piss everybody off, which makes Nikki Bella a gigantic heel, even bigger than she was going into Night of Champions Sunday, when Charlotte will most likely win. WWE handled it perfectly. If you don't like it, like Justin said, you're a moron. Get over it.
The question I have is, when do we start caring about the length of title reigns like we do? Because the only reason people cared about this is because AJ Lee had the title reign, and for as long as she did. And the only reason they cared because it was AJ Lee is because she's married to CM Punk. No one wants to let go of CM Punk. He's gone. He's not coming back. AJ Lee's not coming back. I would say they're trying to erase him. You know, well, maybe they are. I don't know. I know even Brian Alvarez brought up, he wouldn't be surprised once Reigns gets the title that they'll have a lengthy title reign to beat Punk's with him.
I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
No, and you know what? I don't care. I don't care. Punk is gone. More than likely, he's not ever coming back.
He might after he gets his ass kicked in UFC a couple times.
And that's probably going to happen. But he's not coming back for now. Let it go. Just let it go. So stop hinging everything with this Divas Revolution around Punk. That's what I believe anyway.
All right. I asked you this off the air. Did you look at Charlotte's hair? We talked about it a couple of weeks ago about how ridiculous her hair is. Did you look at it? Because I'm telling you, Charlotte listens to this show. She took out some of her hair extensions.
Well, I didn't get to see it, no. But, you know.
I'm telling the world right now, Charlotte is a BS with CSR fan.
She must be. She must be. I mean, again, it wasn't very noticeable, but, I mean, you know, you're the hair police, I guess. And, I know you. There's another one you might bring up later, but.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, if she got rid of her hair, she replaced it with some just terrible, like, I don't know what you call that crap around her eye. What was that?
I have no idea.
But it looked terrible, too. Just stop adding stuff to her. Stop adding hair and all the crap. Just let her come up there and wrestle.
Speaking of somebody else with bad hair, and yes, by the way, for all our fans out there, when I have my own pro wrestling tees store one day, I will have a shirt that says Hair Police. But speaking of Hair Police and bad hair, what the hell was Sting thinking wrestling in a t-shirt Monday night?
Do we really want to get into this? This is – oh, my gosh. To be a guy that we've heard that he's in this excellent shape now and he's coming out in a t-shirt, I mean, first of all, he's not looking good in the ring. I mean, he comes out in a t-shirt.
Hold on. How can you tell he doesn't look good in the ring? He didn't even do anything.
Well, did you see the Scorpion Deathlock? He was falling down. He had to prop his hand on Rollins' back just to hold himself up.
Maybe at 57, the Scorpion Deathlock's a hard move to put somebody in.
If Bret Hart can do it now, then Sting can.
I don't know if Bret Hart could do it now.
Well, I mean, he did it a couple years back. We'll give it that one.
And yes, Brian Gulish, I'm telling you, Sting has had hair work done. If you look at that hair Monday night, it doesn't move the way it used to, and that bald spot's not near as evident.
Hashtag hair police.
Hashtag hair police. I will say that the Sting matches bother me because Sting didn't have a great 20-minute match on Raw. I don't really care. But the Big Show match was like 90 seconds long, and then they put him in a tag match with Cena where he did nothing but take the hot tag at the end. Makes me scared for what we're going to see on Sunday at Night of Champions. And can Sting even, you know, not that he would have to carry the match, but can Sting do a main event match anymore?
It's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. I mean, again, the terrible Scorpion Deathlock, the shirt, the short matches. No, he can't. He can't.
Okay. We're gonna do predictions here in a minute, but we're not gonna predict this. But gun to your head, is Sting and Rollins the main event Sunday night?
I'm going with yes. I think it has to.
I think it has to. But I'm scared that if it Okay, let me rephrase this. If Stingin' Rollins has a legitimate finish, it will not be the last match. Sting and Cena will be. And I'll get into that here in a little bit, but I'm starting to think it may not close the show out.
I can see that. I think there's going to be bells and whistles either way you go with this. There's going to – and it, just because – I mean, go back to WrestleMania with Sting. You had bells and whistles in that match, you know. That's just me, though. I don't know. I think it goes on last, though.
I'm worried about it, and I'm worried about my man Sting, and I'm worried about my man Brian Gulish's mental health because of Sting.
All right, this week's CSR Fan of the Week is Brandon Staub. What's happening, Brandon?
Not much. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. How long have you been watching the show?
To be honest, I only really have ever watched a couple clips here and there on YouTube. So I'm more familiar with Justin Labar from his Pittsburgh radio show.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're big what does he say? You're a big LaBarbarian.
I don't know if I'd call myself a LaBarbarian, but I listen to him.
Fair enough. All right, man. Well, this is our Night of Champions prediction episode. So we're actually recording this a few days before just so we can work out with your work schedule. So we're going to go over a few matches. We're not going to hit the whole card. So one of the matches is Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler. This match is real weird to me because, you know, Lana's hurt. You don't know where they're going. What do you think is going to happen in this match?
Hopefully the end of the feud. I feel like this feud's been going on for years. It's so dry and drawn out and boring now. I'm really not interested in it anymore. I'm a huge fan of Dolph Ziggler, so I'm hoping that he pulls the win out and we can move on. But my prediction goes with Dolph Ziggler.
All right. Another big match for this week, for Night of Champions, is the new Wyatt family's fighting Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and a mystery partner. Two questions for this one. One, and you can't say Virgil, but one, who's the mystery partner, and then what happens in the match?
All right. Well, I guess since I can't say Virgil, it seems like maybe Randy Orton could be from what happened on Raw Monday night.
I get that feeling too.
I don't know that that's the best way to go. But I know that graphic leaked about Baron Corbin. I think I would probably rather see Baron Corbin than Randy Orton. But we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I don't want to see Baron Corbin, but I'm probably there with you. I think I'd rather see Corbin than Randy Orton. So,
yeah. I think I'd rather see Bo Dallas than Randy Orton. he should be in the Wyatt family since, you know, he's Bray Wyatt's brother.
Yeah. I just don't want to see Eric Rowan, but that's just me.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. So let's say it's Baron Corbin. Let's go with who you want. So it's the Wyatts versus Reigns, Ambrose, and Corbin. What happens in the match?
I'd like to see either Ambrose turn on Reigns or Reigns turn on Ambrose, just to maybe split those two up, have the Wyatts win it. I don't know if that'll happen, but if that's what's going to happen, I would rather see them win. I guess the Wyatt. What I'm trying to say is I hope the Wyatts win. By way of one of the Shield members turning on the other one.
All right. I'm going to throw in a match that isn't named as of yet. It might get named on Monday, but last week they definitely pointed toward Kevin Owens versus Ryback. So let's say hypothetically that gets made for Night of Champions because all titles are supposed to be on the line. What happens in that match?
I'd like to see Kevin Owens go over. He's probably my favorite on the roster right now.
Really? Big Kevin Owens fan, huh?
I am, yeah. I should have worn my Kevin Owens shirt. Ryback is another one that I just can't get into, no matter how.
I'm right there with you.
No matter what they do with him, I just can't. I can't get into the character. Kevin Owens, though, is talented, and you can kind of relate with his character.
I agree. All right, two big matches of the night. First match, Seth Rollins is pulling double duty. Up first, he's got John Cena for the United States title. What happens?
I go back and forth on this one. I'm leaning more towards him retaining the United States title. Just because I don't know that I see them putting the title back on Cena already. And with his, it seems like they're doing something with Cena in the world title with his new t-shirt and the whole 16-time world champion thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're going to put the title back on Cena just yet. So I think Seth Rollins somehow might retain in that match.
Okay. So you say he's retaining the U.S. title. World title against 57-year-old Sting. What's going down?
I see Sting taking the title. The 30-year wrestling fan in me wants to see Sting with the world title. I know it doesn't seem logical or like it's something that could happen, but we got to remember this is professional wrestling. Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
And I think we see Sting get that one world title. I don't know how long he'll hold it. Maybe we'll see Sheamus cash in Money in the Bank. I'd give it till Monday night. I say they at least let Sting hold it till Raw the next night.
And that's kind of where I'm torn. I mean, I'll give my predictions later on in this podcast, but right from the beginning, I was 100% Rollins loses both titles. Mm-hmm. The back of my mind now, I'm starting to think that Seth Rollins might walk out of Night of Champions beating both guys.
That could happen, yeah. That's not a far-fetched idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I gotta, you know, like we said earlier, we're recording this before Raw. I gotta watch Raw this week to really get a vibe. But coming out of last week, I really started to feel like he might very well just beat both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. If Sting, first of all, one, I want Sting to win. Two, if Sting wins, I don't see him making it past Monday.
No.
I would love it if they give him, even if it's a month, give him a little bit of a run, but I don't see him making it past Monday.
Yeah, at least till the next pay-per-view. But, yeah, I don't see that happening either.
All right, before we get out of here, I'm going to just off the top of my head, we talked a second ago, off-air, that we don't really know what's going to happen with this Divas Revolution because Charlotte and Nikki are slated to fight at Night of Champions, but Charlotte is supposed to fight Nikki on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Just what's your opinion of the Divas Revolution right now? Do you like what they're doing? Do you think it's just, you know, the same stuff with different girls? What do you think?
I'm kind of on the different girls, same old shtick. I was at Raw on Monday in Baltimore.
Okay.
And when they were out there, the crowd was just dead in the arena. I was on my phone. I wasn't really paying attention. And I really like Charlotte Flair, and I really like Becky Lynch. I like all these new divas that are coming in. I kind of lost interest when AJ left.
Right.
I liked her. But it really just seems the same.
Okay. All right. Last question. You just told me you were at Raw Monday in Baltimore.
Yes.
Talk to me about the vibe when the dude jumped the rail.
I couldn't believe how far he got. Yeah. Like, you didn't see how far he got on TV because they cut the camera angles and everything.
You could kind of see that he made it around the ring to a certain spot before they actually, you know, got him. But you couldn't,
He made it to the ring steps.
Really?
And I'm thinking of the fan that tried to stab Ambrose a couple weeks ago. Like, if that would have been the same situation, we'd have had a stabbing on live TV.
Because
the security was just awful.
Right.
And it took the referee jumping out of the ring to grab hold of him.
So as far as the crowd goes, what was the vibe in the crowd when it happened?
I don't know that a lot of people really knew what was going on. Yeah. There was no real reaction there. I will say maybe Seth Rollins retains both titles if he has that guy jump the barricade again and walk into the ring.
See, what I was just about to say, though, that's the thing, man. I mean, if you're not somebody – if you're a legit professional wrestling fan that has, you know, followed it or watched it for years, you don't know when that stuff happens. You don't know if it's just a part of the show or not.
Right, yeah.
Like, you could tell on TV it wasn't a part of the show because they showed Cena and the guys in the ring freaking out. But if you're in the arena, I mean, you have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I was just having a conversation on my way there about, you know, do you think they plant people to jump the barricade and, like, pay people to do that? And it's funny that we had that conversation and then someone jumped the barricade that night.
Yeah, they might have used to in the past, but they're dang sure not doing it anymore with what's been going on.
No. Oh.
Sweet, man. Glad we got you on. Glad we worked it out with your schedule, and we will definitely get you on down the road again, man.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Shane, you just heard our CSR Fan of the Week, Brandon's Night of Champions predictions. It's time for us to do ours on the kickoff show. I know you're excited about this match. We got Neville and the Lucha Dragons versus the Cosmic Wasteland.
Well, I'm going with my favorite band in the world, Kiss, versus the Lucha Dragons. Wait a minute. Sorry, that's the Cosmic Wasteland. I'm sorry, that's not Ace Frehley and Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and all them. So, I'll go Cosmic Wasteland on that one.
I honestly could care less. I think the Ascension and Stardust is a weird pairing, but sure, give me Cosmic Wasteland. All right, next. Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler. It's Night of Champions, but neither one of these guys is a champion.
That's why no one cares about this match, just like the other one. I'm going Rusev just because I think Rusev needs it more, and Ziggler, I mean, this guy loses all the time. Give me Rusev.
I'm going Rusev too, and I hope it means the end of this angle until Lana comes back and goes back with Rusev, because this angle is old and tired, and I'm done with it. Intercontinental title match. The big guy versus Kevin Owens.
I'm going Ryback, but by DQ, because Owens is going to pull some kind of thing. I think this feud is going to go a while. I think it could go like all the way to Survivor Series where Owens maybe gets the IC title. I'm going Ryback by DQ.
I'm going to go Ryback too, but I'm going to say Ryback gets a clean win here, you know, mainly just because you picked DQ, so I don't want to pick the same thing. Tag team title match. This is weird. I don't ever remember it, not saying it didn't ever happen, but I don't ever remember when a tag team champion fought somebody else for the right to fight the number one contenders at the pay-per-view, but it happened on Monday, New Day versus the Dudley Boys.
Yeah, that took away from this match, I think, a lot, that title match on Raw. I mean, they made, you know, primetime players look like a nobody. It's just insignificant there. I can't pick the Dudley Boys. I just can't. I've got to pick the New Day again, and they're going to have to cheat somehow to do it. I'm picking them just because I don't think the Dudley Boys need it right now.
I'll say this. I agree with you. I think that's what should happen, but the way this is going, I'm leaning toward Dudley's taking the titles.
It's too soon.
It is. They just got back. They shouldn't get them, but I really think that's what's going to happen. All right. Who's the third man? Who's the third man? Wyatt's versus Rollins, Reigns, Ambrose, tell me who your third man is and what happens.
Well, you know, we discussed this off air too, and, you know, there's been multiple people say a lot of things. To me, the obvious one is, and it's going to be a little bit of a disappointment. I think it's Eric Rowan, I believe. You got the white sheep, black sheep thing going on. And, you know, I'm even going to go with the rumored he's going to turn on Roman and Ambrose, and he's going to rejoin the Wyatt family, and Wyatt's going to win.
I will say this. I like that better than what I'm about to pick, but I'm going to stick with what I wrote on Tuesday on CSRWrestling.com. I'm going to say Kane. Monday night, both Bray and Roman talked about Monster, so I'm going to go with Kane, and I'm going to go with Reigns, Ambrose, and Kane for the win.
Yeah. Again, the only reason I think this plays out till Survivor Series, I think a lot of these, there's a lot of three teams right now. So that's why I think this might play out to Survivor Series. Again, maybe, maybe not, but I don't know. I definitely think, to me, it's Rowan. But the King pick is interesting, though.
All right. Divas title match. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's excited for it. Who's going to win?
I'm going Nikki. I'm going the crazy pick here, and I'm going to bet that she's going to piss off even more of the smart crowd here. And you know what? It's going to be glorious. Just because I want to see the internet erupt with anger. And because you know what? It's going to make it even sweeter when she possibly beats her down the line. Because I still think Charlotte gets it eventually. But to see the eruption if Nikki wins, which is my pick, is going to be absolutely glorious.
I'm going Nikki too, but.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
I'm going Nikki because of what I talked about earlier in the show. I'm going Nikki because Paige is turning heel on Sunday and costing Charlotte the win. Because, you know, it's Divas Revolution, so they're going to have them all, 18 of them out there around the ring instead of having a one-on-one match and making it look important. So Paige is costing her the victory.
I like it. I like it.
All right. Two big matches of the night. Seth Rollins pulling double duty, pulling the Jay Lethal. U.S. title match. Cena versus Rollins.
Man, you talk about... You know, of course, this is where you're going to win your money on Wrestle Rumble, folks. This is where it's going to be in these matches right here because, you know, the Rollins matches can go any way. And I've debated this on and off, and, I've said, you know, Rollins could win both. He could lose both. He could get one. I'm going Cena. I'm going Cena takes it because I think Cena stays out of the world title hunt like it's been said for a while now. And he keeps doing his thing with the U.S. title, which has been really, really entertaining. I'm still thinking, too.
Yeah, I'm torn. Monday night, I walked out of Monday Night Raw thinking Seth Rollins is going to win both matches. Now I'm kind of back to thinking he might lose both. I'm going to go Cena here, too. I'm going to go Cena. I don't really have a big reason why. Just gut feeling I'm going to go Cena.
All right, yeah. Well, hey, again, these like I said, these are where you're going to make your money picks at, so.
The final match, world title, Sting in his hair versus Seth Rollins. What happens?
Well, first of all, is it the final match? I mean, are we getting money in the bank? I mean, that's another big thing going on. I mean, I said as soon as Sting held up that belt, you know, when he came back and, you know, when he came out of the box or whatever on Raw, I said Sting's winning that title. It feels that way. I think they're trying to get him that belt, even though they never really acknowledged a lot of it. And the DVD's coming out, which I think they're going to try to tie in. But now I'm not so sure. Sting hasn't looked good. His hair hasn't looked good. I'm going with the guy with the better hair. I'm going Rollins.
Sting is going to win. This match is going to close the night. Sting is going to win the World Heavyweight title. He's going to hold it over his head. But if you look at this card, unless a new match gets announced, there's somebody that isn't involved. And that man is the man with the hawk, Sheamus. I'm calling it. Sting wins the world title for about 4.5 minutes. And Sheamus is going to walk out of Night of Champions as your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
And basically what this show does is piss off the entire Smart Mark crowd with the Nikki thing and the Sheamus thing, if this comes true.
I agree. All right, you heard our predictions. Now it's your turn. Go to WrestleRumble.com. Sign up today. Make your Night of Champions predictions. Get the chance to win some serious cash. We close every show out this way. BS moments of the week. Shane, hit me with yours.
I'm calling BS on Hulk Hogan. Hogan, just stay away. The thing is, you know, we hear something about him every day, it seems like now. He just needs to stay away so we can forget about him. You know, he's on fan picks now, apparently making picks for people. But this guy can't even remember his own coach's name or player's name for his quote favorite Tampa Bay Lightning team. I mean, the only athletes this guy could name is Thunder Lips and the Three Ninjas. So I mean, why would you just Hogan? Just stay away. We need to forget about you. Stay away.
I agree. To me, that is. I agree with you. That is BS. I'm tired of hearing about the apology tour. I'm tired of hearing all this stuff. You know, WWE obviously is not softening because we hear today that they have told talent to not talk to him, not acknowledge him. So it's time to move on. Terry, you're in your 60s. You're not going to wrestle another match unless you want to go to GFW or TNA or somewhere else. Just get over it. Move on, man. All right. I feel like every week I have something I have to just rant about and get off my chest here, but I got another one. I got another one. I don't know whether it's – I guess this is – I'm calling BS on the whole IWC or on just the Nimrods out there that came up with the loot. I mean, like, okay. Do we honestly think – I get it. The Rock's related to Roman Reigns. Do we honestly think The Rock is going to Night of Champions to fight in a six-man tag mid-card match? No, he's not. It's The Rock. Hey. Do we honestly think Undertaker is going to fight in that match? No, if Undertaker's fighting one dude and one dude only, he's fighting Brock Lesnar. And last time I checked, Brock Lesnar is not a Wyatt family member. I've heard Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho ain't fighting in this match either. Why? Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are getting their ass kicked by guys that are huge. Why are you going to get 5'9", 175-pound Chris Jericho to fight with against the Wyatt family?
You know, I agree. Like I said, whoever is going to be in that match is going to be disappointing. You know, it's going to be Kane or Rowan or whatever. It's not going to be in those guys, like you said, you mentioned. They would be promoting the crap out of that.
Right.
Especially exactly. If it was The Rock.
That I mean, is come on. Why it was done the way it was done Monday, because it is not going to be anybody exciting. It's going to be Eric Rowan. It's going to be Kane. You know, you might. Maybe somebody like Cesaro just because he's a wrestling machine and he could get in there and fight and match strength with the guys. Maybe. I still think it's going to be Rowan or Kane. I will throw one possibility out there. And it's simply because you can make some kind of family correlation if you lose family correlation if you wanted to. And that's Samoa Joe. I still don't even think it's going to be Samoa Joe, because if it was going to be his debut, I think they would have done it on Raw. Stop wishing for crap. It's not going to be something cool. This is not Royal Rumble. This is not Survivor Series. This is not WrestleMania. This is not SummerSlam. This is September. It's not going to be something you want. They did it that way because – it doesn't matter what – so the live crowd doesn't know who it is, because that way they'll pop when – even if it's Eric Rowan coming out with his dumb music and his sheet mask, or if it's Kane with the mask on again. You're a moron if you think it's The Rock. Sorry, but it's the truth.
Yeah, you know, even the Samoa Joe thing. I mean, if you want to get even more disappointing, let's make Rikishi be the third man. How about that? I mean, it's the dead months. Let's just put Rikishi in there.
If Rikishi's the third man – BS with CSR episode 3 will be the last episode we ever do.
But hey, I called it. I'll take it. So.
On that note, let's end the show this week. Shane, what's your calling today?
I will be writing about the Authority, who they are, what they are. Are they heels? Are they faces? You know, a lot of stuff happened on Raw. You know, they kind of played both sides. You know, where are they at in this thing? I mean, it's kind of confusing the audience. I mean, I know it's confusing me, so you'll read about that today.
All right, check that out, CSRWrestling.com. Make sure you check out WrestleRumble.com. Make your Night of Champions predictions. Follow Shane at SGMaker24. Follow me at Blake Mitchmore. And we'll catch you next week. Thanks for hanging out. On sunset, look at the sky. Another hairspray prom queen. So young and so insecure.